This is The World. I'm Carol Hills.
And I'm Shireen Jafari. Carol, I've opened up an Instagram account on your computer, and I want you to have a look at some of the pictures there. Tell me what you see.
I see a lot of grandmas, and some are holding a grandchild. Others are looking longingly at the camera. One woman's even holding a giant jar of pickles.
Okay, let me explain why we're looking at pictures of cute grandmas on Instagram. These pictures are posted on an account called Banned Grandmas, and it was set up by two Iranians who are protesting President Trump's travel ban. Last week, the Supreme Court reinstated parts of the travel ban. That's until there's a full review in the fall.
So, Shireen, give us a recap of what the ban says.
The ban was an executive order signed by the president, and it stops people from six Muslim-majority countries from coming to the U.S. So if you're from Syria, Iran, Libya, Sudan, Yemen, and Somalia, you'll not be issued a visa to come to the U.S. for 90 days. President Trump says this is necessary to keep us safe.
So where do the grandmas come in?
So here's where the story about grandmas come in. When the Supreme Court reinstated part of the ban, it said that if you're a national of one of these countries and you have a close relative in the U.S., then you're exempt.
Yeah, I remember the word was bona fide, a bona fide relationship. And so what constitutes a bona fide close relationship?
The State Department says parents, children, spouses, son-in-law, daughter-in-law, siblings are close relatives, but not grandparents and not aunts and uncles.
Why not grandparents?
That's a question a lot of critics are asking, including the woman behind this Instagram account. I spoke to one of them. Her name is Holly Douglas.
This travel ban is absurd and unfair and unjust, and it's not tackling the greater issue, which is terrorism. They come to the United States to visit family, to spend time with their loved ones, to attend special occasions, whether it's graduations or weddings, and God forbid, in certain cases, funerals. And nobody has ever heard about a grandparent committing a terrorist attack. And I don't know anybody that hasn't had a really good and close relationship with their grandparent.
Holly told me she herself was born to an Iranian mother and an American father. Her grandma passed away 4 years ago. But like she says there, she really doesn't understand the point of banning grandparents from the U.S. One final point, Carol. The state of Hawaii has been trying to get clarification on why grandparents are not considered close relatives. And it just wants grandparents to be taken off the list. But just a couple of hours ago, a judge rejected this, and he said that the state can ask the Supreme Court for more clarification.
The World's Shireen Jafari. Thanks, Shireen.
You're welcome, Carol.